Lawrence Bean's Chosu Furshaba for Bark Tzibur of Kabadia, Pesokshko Chol Yisrael, and also for Lili Nishmas Pesachana Basar Moshe. Tonight is the night, the Yartzeit of the Ben Ishchai. The Beit Baruch Hashem, a few years ago, they put a sefer that they found in one of Saddam Hussein's houses from the U.S. government called Berchos HaReach, a Torah that we found from the Svarim that we found from the Ben Ishchai we never knew about. So it's called Berchos HaReach. Ki seis al mechama al evecha. You go out to war against your enemy. And the Ribon Hashem will hand the enemy in your hand. Says the Zohar, the Ben Ishchai quotes, that the Zohar says, who is your enemy? The enemy is the Yetzirah. Says the Ben Ishchai, you want to know what the number one way to be able to do tshuva is in the days of Elul, Yom and Naharim. It starts with Tehillim. It starts with saying Tehillim. As he says, Ki azmiros tegulosim lahachris kochas hachitzonim. Just saying Tehillim, just saying these miros are mesugal to cut down the outside forces that block a person's tefillah, that block a person's tefillah of coming to Shemayim. And he quotes the Chida. Chida says that zmiros comes the lashon of zimor, to cut away the thorns, to cut away anything that's blocking from us, between us and our Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what's the first mention of the Yetzirah in the Torah? The first mention of the Yetzirah in the Torah is Bereishis Gimel Tezvav, right? When we're talking about the Nachash. Right, if you take the word the Nachash, if you take the letters before Nachash, before Ches is a Zayim, before Nun is a Mem, before Shin is a Reish. If you scramble the letters around, says the Ben Ishchai, you get the word Zemer. Ki HaZemer Makim Es HaNachash. The Zemer blocks off and hits the Nachash. Ratzolomar Shebarosh Shalcha, Shu Zemer HaRomas Kodim Nachash, Beze Yikasis Oscha. The more you come before the Nachash, the more you make sure it's about to fight the Nachash off through what? Through Zemar. You go before the Nachash. You fight off the Nachash through Zemar. And that's what the Ben Ishchai says. On the night of his Yartzeit, we have to be Zochet Vashem to take this Torah from the Ben Ishchai. You want to know how to beat the Yitzhar, says the Ben Ishchai? Start with Tehillim. You want to know how to have a good year? Make sure to pound out Tehillim. Obviously, we have to do the real tshuva according to the four steps of the Rambam. But says the Ben Ishchai, it starts with Tehillim. Why is it that Tehillim is like that? So Rabbi Nachman, this is not just a Sephardi thing, but Rabbi Nachman talks a little about this in Sichas Ran Tzariches, Likut Meran, Tanina Ayin Gimel. He says, Mishra wrote to Liskos to Tshuva, someone who wants to merit to come to Tshuva, to be careful and be very cognizant to be able to say Tehillim. Because Tehillim itself brings a person to Tshuva. Why is it that a person is brought to do Tshuva with just saying Tehillim? Says Rabbi Nachman, Sichas Ran Tzariches, because David HaMelech literally put himself inside Tehillim. He said the Tehillim with the Ruach HaKodesh. Every letter and every word was said with such Ruach HaKodesh. And we know that says the Rabbi Nachman that at the end of the day, David HaMelech said Tehillim because he was going through struggles in his entire life. And every letter is soaked with Ruach HaKodesh. It's swept with Ruach HaKodesh and such closeness to Rabbono Shalom. David HaMelech was the Iker Baal Tshuva. He was the Baal Tshuva. And he put himself in it for us to be able to use for forever. And it's not only a Sephardic thing, it's not only a Bresov thing, it's actually brought down as a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem, from the Achia HaShiloni. You look at the Hayom Yom for Rosh Chodesh El, the Tzemach Tzedek was 9 years old. He got a minug from his father, the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe told him the following. Excuse me, the Tzemach Tzedek got it from the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe got the Kabbalah from the Magid, who got the Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov, who got the Kabbalah from the Achia HaShiloni, who said that in these days of El until Yom Kippur, a person should be careful to say 3 paragraphs of Tehillim a day, and in Yom Kippur, you finish up the last 36. 9 before Kol Nidre, 9 before going to sleep, 9 after Musaf, and 9 after Ne'ilah. The Maisa, at the end of the day, Tehillim is what brings a person to Tshuva. The letters, the words itself, brings a person to Tshuva. We saw that Kiseis HaMacham Alevecha, Ben Ishchai said, that you want to know how to beat the Oyev, and how to get away all of the thorns and the bushes that got us in the entire year? Zmiros. Zmiros is what Tehillim is. Psukei de Zimra. Right? That's why we say a Psukei de Zimra before Shemoneh Esrei. It cuts away the rest, the things that are blocking us up before we come daven. But at the end of the day, we're trying to come in front of the Ribono Shel Olam for Yom Noram. We need that. We have to cut away. We have to cut away all the things that block us from the world. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zemer, says the Chidah. The Zimor. To cut it away. And that's the Zemer Makim as a Nachash, right? The letters, we have to come before the Nachash. The Nachash, before the Ches is the Zayin, before the Nun is a Mem. But the shin is a resh. And we know that Rabbi Nachman said that that's what it brings a person to tshuva. The words itself brings a person to tshuva. And it's not just a Sephardic thing or a Bresov thing or a Hasidic thing. It comes from the Kabbalah from Achia Shiloni. Just to end off with the Maisa, the story goes that Natan Sharansky used to, when he was going through tremendous Gehenim in Siberia, he used to carry around a Sefer Tehillim. And he was once an Eretz Yisrael in a bakery in Yerushalayim, says my Rebbe, Reimerger, and his seminary teacher came over to him and he said, asked him, excuse me, are you Natan Sharansky? And he said, yeah. And he said, is it true that you carry around the Tehillim wherever you go? Wherever you go, the Tehillim that got you through the tremendous suffering that you went through, he said, and he took out the Tehillim, he said, it's not true. I don't carry around the Tehillim. The Tehillim carries me around. The Tehillim carries me. Shvizocha, obviously, to do real tshuva, tshuva meira, tshuva me'ava, to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you want to know, if we're not feeling it a little bit, want to know how to get a little more into it, start with a little bit of Tehillim. Start with a little bit, three a day. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zocha to make the Ben Ish Chai proud. We'll be zocha to make Rabbi Nachman proud. We'll be zocha to make the Achia Shiloni, we got the Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov proud. And Bez Hashem, we'll be zocha to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam besimcha and have a year of tremendous health. Nachas and bracha, tzilich simatova, good gaben shir, and good Shabbos. Be zochet to be able to take the seriousness and the beauty and the kedusha of Sefer Tehillim. Shkoyach.